Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Japan Top 10 episode. We have a special episode for you, and our theme today is I Choose You Pokemon. So, this is your host, Andy.
And Haru. And actually, today I have a special guest. Say hi to everyone.
Pika B, Pikachu.
Oh, famous guest. Oh my gosh, welcome. Yes, so we are ready to get down to some Pokemon music and give you some really in-depth facts about the Pokemon series as a whole. So let's get into it. 3, 2, 1. From Pikachu to Piplup, whether you were a Red and Green or a Diamond and Pearl kid, from the Indigo League anime to Ditto D-Ring binders, there was no escaping the wide reach of the biggest franchise to spread over the entire world.
So now it's the time to grab that Pokédex and get plenty of Pokepops at the ready as Japan Top 10 searchers far and wide for Pokémon to understand the power that's inside with our Pokémon Monster special.
That's right. So with 122 games, including core games, side games, and spin-offs, and over 2,331 Pokemon to date, if you include all the form variants, there's only one place to start. Let's begin our epic adventure to imprison small creatures in balls and repetitively attempt to use them in fights, where all great Pokemon trainers must start in their journey by choosing our fondest companion. Unless, of course, we accidentally let it evolve and it loses all its cuteness. It's time to select your starter Pokemon. Yes, the most important decision of your entire life. Who will you pick? Grass, fire, or water type?
Created by Satoshi Tajiri, the original Pokemon game released in Japan in 1996 and worldwide by 1999. Generation 1, Red, Blue, and Green in Japan meant a choice of either Bulbasaur, Charmander, or Squirtle to begin your fantasy adventure.
Oh my gosh. Well, Haru, did you play Pokemon as a kid?
Yes, of course. I used to play Diamond and Pearl on Nintendo DS.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a very, very first one, like a Nintendo DS.
Oh, classic. A classic machine. do you remember which Pokemon you started with?
I know. In Japanese, it's called Naitoru. I'm not sure in English.
Oh, Naitoru. I wonder. Naitoru. Is it grass or fire?
Yes, it's a grass Pokemon.
Oh, grass Pokemon. Oh my gosh,
like
I can't.
Looks like turtle. Looks like turtle.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's Turtwig in English, I believe. I think. Uh-huh. Yes, Turtwig. But, oh, that's very. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one grows up really big.
Yeah.
Do you usually like the grass Pokemon?
Not really. That was my first time to play Pokemon, and I just chose, like, yeah.
I see. No, I like many of our listeners, I'm sure, started off with, I actually played the original in America it was Red and Blue, of course, mm-hmm. And I had the red version, but I really like water Pokemon, so I started with Squirtle.
Oh.
Yes, a very, very cute and classic entry. Yes. No, that's wonderful. And I actually have a question. Were you into the anime at all as well as a kid?
Yes, of course. I think I watched of course Diamond and Pearl, and also the last one, the previous one, I don't know, but I don't watch Pokemon right now, but I used to watch like when I was a kid.
Definitely. No, me too. Same. I haven't, sometimes when I'm watching on Saturdays, I know here they'll play it on, I forget if it's Saturday or Sunday, and I'll catch a glimpse of the new Pokemon, but it doesn't make any sense to me. Not anymore. No, but Yes, that's awesome. Well, for all of you listeners out there, there's a plethora of quizzes to find which Pokemon type you should be. I know I've taken plenty of quizzes and I almost always get water type. So if you're interested, scour the internet to discover which Pokemon type is for you. All right. Well, without further ado, I have a little announcement before we continue into the rest of our episode. Our Listener Appreciation Month will be held next month, so if you have any song requests for our episode next month, please let us know on jtop10.jp. All listeners will be getting premium platinum episodes for the month of October. If you enjoy the benefits that you will be getting that month, please make sure to join our Patreon program, and you can find all of that information at our website, jtop10.jp. All right, and let's keep it rolling right into our next Pokemon song. It is Watashi Makenai Haruka no Tema, or Watashi Makenai Haruka's Theme, by the artist Kaori.
Easy.
Voice actor Kaori played 10-year-old Haruka. In English, her name was Mei. In Pocket Monster Advance Generation, or Pokemon Advanced Generation, from 2002 to 2006. Haruka's father is Norman Senni, a gym leader of Petalburg City, or Toka City. To begin with, Mei, or Haruka, did not like Pokemon and was only interested in becoming a Pokemon trainer so she could travel. But later, she made it her goal to become a top coordinator. So coordinators are kind of like, they do shows, almost like a dog show or something. Yeah, like dancing and stuff and visual.
Okay. We've updated our website with the upcoming changes you can expect from our podcast, from our 2020 annual survey responses. Check them out at jtop10.jp. If you have any further suggestions, feel free to let us know by contacting us.
All right, well, let's bring our conversation back into the real world, out of anime and everything. So, Pokemon Go, it was such a big thing. We can't have an episode about Pokemon without mentioning the little side adventure into the real world that Pokemon began back in 2016. Pokemon Go, the mobile game developed and published by Niantic in collaboration with the Pokemon Company.
Using GPS to send wanderers into their own adventures, the game launched with around 150 species of Pokemon, increased to around 600. It was one of the most used mobile apps in 2016, having been downloaded more than 5 million times worldwide by the end of the year.
However, it did attract some controversy for contributing to a few too many accidents.
By early 2019, the game had over a billion global downloads and grossed well over $3 billion.
Oh my gosh, did you ever download or play Pokemon Go?
Not yet.
That is completely fine. So now I'm actually working at a city hall and my coworkers still play Pokemon Go. So every lunchtime, we get a break from noon until 1 in the afternoon. And yeah, a lot of my coworkers, they'll go outside and go walking to find Pokemon. Or it's kind of funny. Yeah.
Have you ever played Pokemon Go?
Yeah, I played before I moved to Japan. So when it came out in 2016, I played a little bit, but then I moved to Japan and my phone data always was running out. So I quit because it was too much data for my phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but I did have a good time, and I know I still have some friends, and of course, coworkers and friends who love playing Pokemon Go, so I know it's still a very big gathering thing for people.
And next, we have Ready Go by Naomi Tamura from 2002.
Maybe.
Ready Go is the fifth and final opening theme to the original Pokemon series. It was included on the album Pokemon TV Anime Shudaika Best of Best 1997 to 2012. Naomi Tamura is a singer-songwriter known for her theme song Yuzurenai Negai for the Magical Knight Ray Earth series. Pokédex, sorry. I forgot. And I have another Pokédex fact, which is if you get yourself into an accident, you're probably going to need a nurse Joy-san, who are abandoned throughout the land of Pokémon. But which other character is also an ever-present clone? The answer is Officer Jenny Jun-san. The first digital animated episode, Nanako to Erekitto, Here's Looking at You, Elekid, in 2002, animators were able to match the original character designs by Sugimori, meaning Officer Jenny's blue hair becoming a green blue to match her original artwork.
Alright, well, before we continue to the last leg of our Pokemon adventure, I have another quick set of announcements for everybody. Have you ever wanted to advertise on our podcasts? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000...
This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, wimpy, wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a hefty, ultra-strong trash bag.
Hefty, hefty, hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty Large Black Bags.
Listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Also, are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp. That's H-A-Y-L-E-Y at jtop10.jp, along with the song you would like to us to feature on the podcast. We are waiting for new artists to feature. All right, well, let's take it back into the franchise Pokemon, the Pokemon movies, or the Sylveon screen, if you will, the silver screen. anywho, a little bad dad joke there for you. But before Ryan Reynolds shrunk to 147.4 centimeters, not including the Deerstalker hat, Pokemon had already produced 21 movies. That's right, before Detective Pikachu, there was 21 movies. Yes, these steps into the cinema or home DVDs could be seen as a way to get children to buy even more cards, t-shirts, stickers, games, drinks, bottles, hats, soap, stationery, you name it. But some of them could really make you cry, almost as much as Charmander's original story, or origin story. Who can watch Pokemon Forever, Celebi Voice of the Forest, Pokemon Heroes, Latios and Latias, or I Choose You without shedding a tear?
From Pokemon, the first movie, Mewtwo Strikes Back, 劇場版 Pocket Monster Mewtwo の逆襲 in 1998 until the postponed 2020 劇場版 Pocket Monster Coco, Pokemon films alone have made a whopping $1.756 billion.
Wow, that is a lot of money. Oh my gosh. Did you ever go to the theater to see a Pokemon movie?
Yeah, of course. When I was a child, I went to a movie theater to watch some Pokemon movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I remember, I think I saw the Pokemon, the first movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that was, I remember in when I went as a child, they gave us like a special Mewtwo card. Like, yeah, like with your movie ticket. So, of course, everyone wanted to go to get the Mewtwo card. Yeah, but, yeah, I know. It's really funny, like we had, I had mentioned, they have some really emotional stories. Mm. Yeah, but, well, speaking of Mew and Mewtwo, we have another Pokedex fact for you. So Mew is the 151st in the Pokedex, but what number is its clone, Mewtwo? The answer may shock you. Mewtwo, clone of the secret Pokemon Mew, a secret that even Nintendo was initially unaware of, programmed in by Shigeki Morimoto 2 weeks before the original game's finished development, actually comes before Mew in the Pokedex at 150. So, it was like a double secret. Mewtwo is a clone of an already secret Pokemon Mew and comes before Mew in the Pokedex at 150. Wow, a little confusing, yeah. But we can clear our heads with some nice soothing music or a nice next song. It's Bresu or Breath by Porno Graffiti or Porno Graffiti from 2018. So this song, Bresu, is the Japanese ending theme for Pokemon Movie 21. It is also used as an ending theme during the initial TV Tokyo airings of Pokemon the series Sun and Moon. Porno Graffiti is a rock band from Onomichi, Hiroshima Prefecture. Porno Graffiti is a rock band from Onomichi, which is in Hiroshima Prefecture, and they formed in 1994. The band got their name from the album Porno Graffiti by Extreme.
Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our site at jtop10.jp/club.
That's right. All right. Well, we are finally at the end of our Pokemon journey. It has been a very fun and long journey, but as the ending credits threaten to roll on our journey, and we undoubtedly beat our foes, if only narrowly, with Pokemon yet to be identified, this is surely just the beginning of our amazing adventures.
A journey destined to be packed with non-stop action, millions of laughs, heart-popping pairs, and endless excitement. Together, we'll encounter fantastic friends, evil enemies, and meet creatures beyond our wildest imagination, unlocking the magic and mystery of a most wondrous place, the incredible world of Pokemon.
That is, of course, a quote from the end of the first episode. There can only be one way to truly end this episode as our heroes continue their great adventure to be the very best. One song that if you are a kid of the 90s or early 2000s, you'll know by heart.
This is the last song of today's episode, which is Pokemon theme, I Choose You by Jason Page from 1998. Satoshi is best known for singing the first theme song for the English version of the Pokemon anime. In an interview with the New York Post in 2016, Page said that he didn't expect the song to become popular. In fact, he didn't really know how much about Pokemon when he did the demo, one of the reasons the company got away with writing up notoriously bad contracts for its singers. Jason Page was called back again in 1999 to produce an extended version of the theme song for album Pokemon 2BA Master, but probably won't be singing any new Pokemon themes anytime soon. As the experience told me in the future to make sure that I don't work for people that don't have my best interests at heart. Page also performed a metal cover of the theme in 2018 with American singer and YouTuber Jonathan Young.
I actually have to say, I had the Pokemon 2BA Master album. Yeah, it was my favorite album, probably like my whole childhood. I loved it so much, and I would listen to it, and of course I would listen to this theme song over and over again. But yeah, I know, of course, in Japan, the theme song is a bit different, right?
Actually, I don't know about the theme song outside of Japan, but... When you watch the anime in the US, mm-hmm. or other countries, is there any Japanese songs or only like English songs?
Yeah, so actually they make English songs, or like I shouldn't say they make. They have this song, our number one song that plays, mm-hmm. Instead of any Japanese song. So. Yeah, it's, I think, different around the world. So a lot of our songs today, I actually heard for the first time researching for the episode, a lot of the music, because they were maybe the Japanese theme songs, mm-hmm. but we didn't get to hear them in America originally.
And this is the final Pokédex fact. Final challenge, how well do you know your Pokémon? Can you name them all?
Yes, give it a try along with our ending song. Well, that is going to wrap up our Pokemon journey. How are you feeling? Do you feel ready to take on the Pokemon world, Haru?
Yeah, I...
That's good, yes. Well... Our listeners, I hope you all enjoyed our journey through Pokemon, and I hope listening you remember some of your good times with Pokemon the series, and I know definitely just talking about it today with Haru, I had a lot of good memories come back up, things that I haven't thought about in a long time, like my Pokemon 2BA Master CD. But yes, you can catch our next episode of Japan Top 10, where Anna and Eric will join together in about a week from now to talk all about weird Japanese commercials and why they are so popular. You know, another topic that I cannot wait to hear more about. I think you are all in for a treat. So I hope you enjoyed our episode on Pokemon, and I hope you can go forth to be the very best like no one ever was and start your own Pokemon adventure. So thank you for listening.
Yeah, I really enjoyed this episode. And since I grew up with Pokemon, I feel excited to talk about Pokemon today with Andy and everyone. And also, I was able to learn some of Pokemon's English name, because somehow Pokemon have English name that, of course, like Japanese people don't know. So it was a good opportunity to learn and know about Pokemon, about the Pokemon.
Definitely, yes. No, and likewise, I learned a lot of, you know, Japanese names. Yeah, when I was teaching as a English teacher, some of the students would like yell at me like, "Oh, don't you know, you know, Honyarara, this Pokemon, and I didn't know any of the names. Yeah. So, yes, I learned a lot, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening, and we hope that you will catch us for the next J-Top 10 with Anna and Eric. So, until next time, see you.
Bye. Sayonara.
Mata ne.
Japan Top 10, the number one Japanese music podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.